If you think our last two lessons, considering the faith of Sarah, was difficult to find the faith in her life, let's look at this verse in the Hall of Faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 20. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau even regarding things to come. Now I think most of us know the story if we've read our Bibles about Jacob and Esau. And how Jacob basically weaseled Esau into selling him the birthright and so on. And then Jacob and his mother came up with a plot where Isaac would bless Jacob instead of Esau. And he actually put goat's hair on his arms to me. And he tried to change his voice, sound like his brother. He tricked his father because his father was blind. And in spite of the blindness, both boys were blessed. And Isaac even prophesied about things to come, the Bible says. And he did this by faith. We call it blind faith. Nevertheless, he did it. So Isaac was blind, attempted to do the wrong thing. God took a bad situation. By the way, Romans 8th chapter, there's a verse there that says, all things work together for good to those who are called according to the promise. So many bad things happen in our lives. God does not bring the bad things, but God can take any situation, no matter how bad, and turn it into a blessing. And that's exactly what God did in this story that's in the Hall of Faith. So Isaac attempted to bless Esau with the birthright. Instead, he blessed Jacob with the birthright and gave a blessing to Esau when he found out what the whole story was all about. But he did it blindly, and the Bible says, by faith he blessed Jacob and Esau. Now, all of us have blind spots in our lives. And that's why the Bible says in Revelation 3 and verse 10, I will keep you through that hour that is coming to test the whole world. God knows our blind spots and he has to keep us. That's what the seal of God is all about, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in us can't be deceived. So God fills us with his Holy Spirit. We were at a church one Sabbath and someone invited us home for lunch. And they began to give us verbal instructions on how to get there. And we must have looked puzzled. And so they drew a little map, which made some more sense. Finally, they said, look, why doesn't our granddaughter just ride with you? She knows the way. And so she rode with us, and sure enough, we got there without any problem. See, God is the same way. He gave oral instructions. Then he had things written out. We call it the Bible. That's our map. And then he says, okay, if that isn't enough, those who are willing, I will fill you with my Spirit, because the Spirit knows where it is going. You can't deceive the Holy Spirit. And so God overrides often our own choices. Does that mean God coerces and forces? No. It's talking about people who are surrendered to God, but they have blind spot, and so they aren't making the best decisions. The Bible says in Proverbs 16, verse 9, the mind of a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Again, in Proverbs 19 and verse 21, it says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, it will stand. In Isaiah 30, and verse 21, it says, your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left. Claim that as a promise. Also in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. Correct me, O Lord, but with justice. So, the Bible says that we plan, we make plans, but the Lord sometimes has to override it. So the Bible says, by faith, Isaac. Where was Isaac's faith? His faith was demonstrated in a life committed to God. Sure, he had blind spots, but God knew that he loved him, That is, Isaac loved God and wanted to do what was right. So God overruled in Isaac's life and called him a man of faith. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.